and it comes out here by Lester Del Rey. No, you're wrong. I'm not your father's ghost, even if I do look a bit like him. But it's a longish story, and you might as well let me in. You will, you know, so why quibble about it? At least you always have. Or do, or will. I don't know. Verbs get all mixed up. We don't have the right attitude toward tenses for a situation like this. Anyhow, you'll let me in. I did, so you will. Thanks. You think you're crazy, of course, but you'll find out you aren't. It's just that things are a bit confused. And don't look at the machine out there too long until you get used to it. You'll find it's hard on the eyes, trying to follow where the veins go. You'll get used to it, of course, but it will take about 30 years. You're wondering whether to give me a drink, as I remember it. Why not? And naturally, since we have the same tastes, you can make the same for me as you're having. Of course we have the same tastes. We're the same person. I'm you 30 years from now, or you're me. I remember just how you feel. I felt the same way when he, that is, of course, I, or we, came back to tell you about it 30 years ago. Here, have one of these. You'll get to like them in a couple more years, and you can look at the revenue stamp date if you still doubt my story. You'll believe it eventually, though, so it doesn't matter. Right now, you're shocked. It's a real wrench when a man meets himself for the first time. Some kind of telepathy seems to work between two of the same people. You sense things. So I'll simply go ahead talking for half an hour or so until you get over it. After that, you'll come along with me. You know, I could try to change things around by telling what happens to me, but told me what I was going to do, so I might as well do the same. I probably couldn't help telling you the same things in the same words, even if I tried. And I don't intend to try. I've gotten past that stage in worrying about all this. So let's begin when you get up in half an hour and come out with me. You'll take a closer look at the machine then. Yes, it'll be pretty obvious it must be a time machine. You'll sense that, too. You've seen it. Just a small little cage with two seats, a luggage compartment, and a few buttons on a dash. You'll be puzzling over what I'll tell you, and you'll be getting used to the idea that you are the man who makes atomic power practical. Jerome Boel, just a plain engineer, the man who put atomic power in every home. You won't exactly believe it, but you'll want to go along. I'll be tired of talking by then, and in a hurry to get going. So I cut off your questions, and you get inside. I snap on a green button, and everything seems to cut off around us. You can see a sort of foggy...